This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, another group at high risk for COVID-19. The elderly and people with existing respiratory ailments have been highly susceptible, but the new coronavirus is also a problem for people with heart disease. I talked about why with Dr. Srinivas Gudumedla, a cardiologist with Texas Health Fort Worth and Texas Health Physicians Group.
In a lot of those patients with respiratory diseases and the elderly, heart disease has a much higher prevalence. In fact, in COVID-19 or coronavirus patients, a lot of people, around 17%, develop serious arrhythmias, and a little over 7% actually have an injury to their heart muscle. The other thing that coronavirus patients are more susceptible to is developing heart failure and inflammation of the heart muscle due to the virus itself, which can cause the heart muscle function to decline. And not only that, it can cause cardiac arrest due to other arrhythmias. Also, when somebody is infected and are ill, the workload of the heart increases because there's more demand on the body for, you know, nutrients from, you know, blood flow. So there's lots of things that can happen cardiac-wise in these patients that we have to be very aware of and proactively treat.
Does the virus cause further damage to the heart, or is it just a case of an additional illness that's maybe just too much for a weak heart to bear?
Actually, both. The virus can cause direct injury to the heart, just like any other organ in the body. But certainly, if you already have heart disease and a weak heart, having an infection can actually cause the heart workload to increase, which further makes the risk of heart failure to go up and cause more complications.
When it's said that heart disease puts you at risk with coronavirus or COVID-19, how severe does that disease have to be for it to happen?
I'm actually talking much more about people with severe heart disease.
COVID-19 causes severe inflammation. Is that especially dangerous for the heart?
Yes, it is an inflammatory illness, and inflammation can occur in the heart just like any other organ in the body. And so we have to be very observant about that and be prepared to deal with the consequences.
So what precautions should people with heart disease take against COVID-19 beyond the normal ones given to everyone?
I think it's important for patients to remain current with vaccinations. You know, one thing that we oftentimes forget about is, you know, pneumococcal vaccine, because the most common type of, you know, secondary pneumonias, especially in the community, is pneumococcal pneumonia. So once every few years, they should get vaccinated against that, as well as be vaccinated against influenza in accordance with the current American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology guidelines. In areas with really active coronavirus outbreaks, we should try and work on a system to substitute telehealth visits instead of in-person routine visits for stable cardiovascular patients to avoid those patients' risk of acquiring the infection. And it is important to really be vigilant about managing their other cardiac risk factors, including diabetes. Also monitor their kidney function, because all of these things can add up to an increased risk of events and death in the cardiovascular patient. In fact, in people with cardiovascular conditions, with in terms of management of heart attacks, you know, the ACC or the American College of Cardiology is coming up with protocols to protect both the patient as well as the personnel in the operating room to try and minimize transmission of the infection.
Dr. Gudumedla, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.